Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 25th of March of the year 2020, and happy Hindi New Year, the beginning of Ramayana week, as well as happy birthday to Elton John, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Aretha Franklin, only one of the three of whom I have R-E-S-P-E-C-T for. In 1199, on this date in history, Richard I, Richard the Lionheart, was wounded by a crossbow, which gave him his next nickname, Richard the Big Hole in Him. And in 1995, on this date, boxer Mike Tyson was released from prison after serving 3 years of a 10-year rape sentence. What a shame. Celebrations today include International Waffle Day and National Day of Celebration of Greek and American Democracy, so why not write your opinion on a waffle and shout it in the public square? Today's guest is Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show, Alison Spittle. How is your quest to de-mechanise the flapjack industry going?
My petition has six signatures on it. I'm hoping going on this podcast may help me with more publicity for my petition.
True, flapjack lumberjacking is a dying art, and you are...
It is an art, yes, thank you.
You're one of the few remaining flapjack lumberjacks in this world.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Do you feel like you can start an apprenticeship? How do you think you can revive the flapjack lumberjack industry?
Well, I walk out of my house with knives ready for the flapjack industry, and it's been very difficult for me, Alice. I've been imprisoned for a crime I'm yet to commit.
Which is the having of a knife?
The cutting of a flapjack in ancient ground. Protected by the Queen. The Queen owns most of the flapjacks. And if you cut a flapjack and eat it, you're eating the Queen's property.
Aren't swans enough?
I know, that's what I know.
Coming up today, we will be dealing with Ireland news.
Yay! Sorry.
Don't apologise, that's what I brought you in for. But before that, some headlines. In the news today, NASA images showing a measurable decrease in airborne nitrogen dioxide over China have provided fuel for every anti-human action movie villain who's ever decided that the way to save humanity is to destroy it. The number of superhero movie villains that have stepped forward to claim credit for creating the virus has unfortunately made it hard to determine whether the virus is in fact a natural occurrence or the first step in an evil plan to take over the world. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And news has just come in that presidential candidate sentient trash island Bob has caused a scandal among the octopus tribes of New Zealand by referring to their country as a, quote, trash island without the decency to be sentient. A spokesmogul for candidate Rob said, "I stand by what the candidate did or didn't say. He is as straight and honest as the work practices at the diamond mine my father owns and as strong and brilliant as the diamonds it produces. Anyone who says otherwise is as weak as the children we definitely don't employ." And in sports news now, the organisers of the 2080 Neo Tokyo Olympics have travelled back in time to assure athletes that the event will be going ahead, despite fears of COVID-2000, the enormous cyborg version of our present-day coronavirus. The head of the organising committee, Mr. Makoto O'Brien, said, "In 2080, ocean levels have risen so high that even our largest giant monsters have drowned. The Olympics will be held, as usual, as a single arm wrestling contest held on the 3 feet of Mount Fuji that are still above sea level. I'll be there. And if anyone else shows up, it'll be the largest crowd in 50 years." And that's all we have time for your headlines today, because it's time for your classified ads now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Have you ever thought about a career in advertising? You can sit with your laptop and your beanie and loudly discuss branding opportunities in a cafe while the comedian who wrote this ad sits across from you and thinks, "Sure, this is mean, but you disgust me." Advertising. It's every dream you had of making art without the worst bit, the art. You're allowed to laugh.
Sorry, that's so true.
And this episode of The Last Post is brought to you by food. Food-shaped, food-flavoured food supplements. The same size and shape and flavour as food, but 24 times as expensive. Food-shaped, food-flavoured food supplements are available now online at Amazon.com or via the Amazon Basin, which is the breadbasket of the North. Times are changing, and they'll change a lot faster if you use Lonely Ronald's clock hand pushers. Lonely Ronald's trained team of persistent and dedicated men will stand on your wrists and move the hands of your watch around at whatever speed you desire. The one thing they won't do is stop. What a product. Lonely Ronald's clock hand pushers. Buy one today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Last Post.
And that's your classified ad section for today. Now it is time for your top story. Top story today, Ireland news. Alison Spittle, you are our Irish correspondent. What's happening in Ireland?
So, St. Patrick has been cancelled.
This is a fact, yes. Yes. What a terrible thing.
Yes, yes. He was on Twitter too much and he gave...
I see what you did there.
So, yes, the man has been cancelled himself, and therefore all parades dedicated to him are cancelled too. He gave his opinions too much on Twitter. At first it was fine, it was a character trait, but now it's been 3 years and we've gone beyond worried about St. Patrick.
So, I mean, he chased the snakes out of Ireland. Is this a concern that he was sort of anti-immigration or...?
I'm not going to deny Alice. His early work was fantastic, but it can't sustain his bigoted opinions now, you know? No matter what you do.
But can we celebrate his early work without sort of applauding him for what he's doing now? Or do we have to condemn his early work? Are we allowed to enjoy it anymore?
It's very hard. I did try and watch an old episode of the snakes being chased out of Ireland and... it's just changed for me. It's yeah. just changed, yeah.
Also, what was funny then isn't funny now, you know?
I know.
Throwing stones at the local cripple just doesn't have the pizzazz it used to.
Are you like, is this Bible Times yeah. comedy?
Yeah. Classic comedy. Ooh, a leper.
There needs to be more jokes in the Bible. It does lack a humour, genuinely.
I mean, unless you think it's all very ironic. Unless you think it's all being done as a piece of comedy.
Do you think Jesus felt that? Like, come on now, God, the joke's over. It's been 3 days. These people are very angry at me.
But to be fair, I mean, God did work for 6 days and then had a day of rest. 6 days of work for a comedian is way too much. Oh,
way too much. Way too much. I'd be ringing my agent. This is so wrong.
What else is happening in Ireland right now?
So nothing. Nothing is happening in Ireland right now. There's nothing happening. Everything's been cancelled. My lumberjack tour has been cancelled.
Oh, no.
A lot of lumberjack corporates that was going to sustain my cereal cutting for the rest of the year, my artisanal cereal cutting, yeah. It's now gone. It's unfortunate. But I kind of wish that I got cancelled too and that I would have to self-quarantine from the cancelling.
Oh, that's interesting. Would you like to self-quarantine?
I would, because I'm doing it now anyway. I'm quite depressed, Alice.
I'm sorry, that's not funny.
It is. I love it because you're like, wait, is she? I'm a comedian.
I'm a comedian, of course. We all are.
So yes, there's nothing happening in Ireland. It's quite like Good Friday. Good Friday was actually going back to Jesus. He died on a Friday. And in Ireland, to apologise to Jesus for dying, we close all pubs on that day. And that happened up until the queues got too big on the Thursday because people were stocking up with alcohol. That there was just no point. You might as well have them open.
What an incredible nation.
I do love Ireland.
Which is why you fled.
Why I fled. There was too many snakes. St. Patrick hasn't been keeping his end of the bargain lately.
And that's all we have time for your top story today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's something else without a G. Dear Alice and delightful guest du jour, that's you today, Alison Spittle.
Thank you very much.
I was listening to James Nokise's coverage of New Zealand this morning when he brought up atomic testing in the South Pacific. This sent some cogwheels turning in my brain, and I would just like to ask, are we sure that New Zealand isn't simply Gojira taking a snooze in the waters off old New Zealand? It seems that we should endeavour to see that this isn't the case before allowing US military ships to approach, where they will inevitably anger the nuclear-breathing reptile/guardian of Earth by mispronouncing his name as Godzilla. Many thanks for your news, shorn of the lies of mainstream media, Bobby. Thank you for your email, Bobby. That's a real conundrum. I don't know what New Zealand is made of. As you know, they haven't let surveyors onto that country yet because the octopus tribes of New Zealand are quite protective.
Of course, and they should be.
And they should be, and we don't want to necessarily pollute their culture with our own, despite their increasingly aggressive posturing on the international diplomatic stage. I think we just have to hold on and wait, Bobby, but thank you for your concern, and I'll see what I can get from my crack reporters on the scene.
Yeah, and in relation to what you've said on previous episodes, maybe they're just happy they're just fingering each other and waving flags.
I mean, I would be. Who wouldn't be? That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today was Alison Spittle, Dr. Alison Spittle, Flapjack Lumberjack. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you were planning to go to my Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows, do not go to those shows. They are now cancelled. But look me up online at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, on Twitter and Instagram, or alicefraser.com for updates as to alternative things that I might be doing online to fill the gaping hole in your life that would normally be filled by my solo show. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.